Hey kids, welcome to the Gamers 2 podcast. If you wanna, you know, like, reach us, you know, give us an email at gamers2@gmail.com and our website, gamers2.blogspot.com. I'm done.
Wow.
Hi, and welcome to episode 8 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Holy shit, we're already at 8?
Yeah, we are at 8 right now. Yeah, we also got Dave's rant up, so if you haven't downloaded that off the site, you can go do that. It's pretty funny.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave ranting. There's something you don't see every day.
Dave.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to have a special section called the Nick's Report, or the Nick Report, and the PlayStation Minute done by Pratik. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I do Nick's Report.
Yeah. And, I'll try to get Nick's Report and PlayStation Minute up maybe tomorrow or Friday, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Megan will be joining us. She is currently washing or soaping her dog up. With soap and cleaning her dog.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd make that awkward.
Okay. And
okay.
You did.
Hey, okay. Try.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we'll go through the usual format this week.
He said it.
Yeah, what do you want me to
Way
say?
Way to be Pratt.
What do you want to say instead?
We're going to the usual format. I don't know. I just think
okay,
it's
fine.
Cute, Pratt. You're
fine.
Cute.
We're going to have the 5-second question this week, but no riddle, okay?
Damn it. I like your riddles.
Okay, fine. 5-second.
I was on fire. I got both of them.
Okay, fine. 5-second question this week. Are you going to be picking up Guitar Hero 3 or Rock Band? And I'm going to be picking up Rock Band. Nick?
Both.
Well, okay,
probably
fine.
Neither.
Okay, fine. Well, if you guys had a choice, which one would you pick?
Guitar Hero 3.
I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
Okay, fine.
Guitar Hero 3, just because I know you're getting Rock Band.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah.
And plus, we could just, like, hang out and play both, and then I could probably, if you picked up Rock Band, which I'm probably going to pick up Rock Band too, and just buy like one of the instruments or whatever, probably guitar, but yeah. Then I figure I can just play with Pratt. Play.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you haven't noticed already, I'm also improving the audio quality of the podcast. You know.
Thank God. That fifth episode, just so terrible. You like, everyone kept spiking, and we were really quiet, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the podcast, so whatever.
You don't listen.
Oh, it was terrible, Dave.
But
I record it.
You have no idea how bad it was. It was like, every 2 seconds, it'd be like, and you're like, oh god, that's in my ear.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. And episode 6 was actually pretty quiet, too. I tried to get the sound up in episode 7. Hopefully this one will be great.
7 sounded pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Hopefully this one will be pretty good. Yeah. So, moving on, we'll go to the What Have You Been Playing section. So, yeah. What have I been playing, everyone asks. Well,
no one cares.
I didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
Well, I asked. So, yeah.
You ask yourself.
Yeah. I can do that. It's my show. Do what I want.
Do what I want. Whatever.
Do you guys?
Do what I want.
Do what I want.
Whatever.
Mixing
you ain't hardcore.
South Park.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I have been playing a little bit more on my PC. I've been getting into WoW a little bit more. I started an Orc Warrior.
Yep.
Yeah.
Using a guide. So.
Yeah, I've been using a guide. Anyways.
Makes it bad.
Yeah, I've also, I also got a Counter-Strike Source, finally. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked that up, too.
I know, I've been playing that.
I didn't pick it up, I just bought it on Steam.
Yeah, Well, that's what I did too. But yeah. And yeah, it's pretty fun. I tried the surfing maps as well. They're fun.
I don't even get what those are.
You don't David, explain. Yeah,
you surf.
Yeah.
What do you mean surf?
You're like sliding down. It's hard stuff to explain. And everything. You have to.
It's kind of a physics glitch, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Physics glitch. So you're glitching the game.
Yeah, it's all user generated, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay because everyone does it.
Yeah, I know.
No, Dave, it's not okay. Not it okay, is. Dan.
And yeah, some of the other usual stuff I've been playing is a Super Stardust HD. On the second planet, I got a good decent score, 4.5 million.
Didn't you, like, die?
Yeah, I know. I died with, like, 2 bars left on the boss.
Loser!
I know. That was really annoying. I got that far. I thought I was going to win or get to the third planet before Nick even got to the second one.
Shut up, I haven't.
Yeah. Anyways,
I don't even have the game, so.
That's because you don't have a PS3 because you're not cool enough to have one.
No, I'm cool enough. I just don't want one.
He just doesn't want one.
Okay. Yeah. And, other stuff. I've also been playing the occasional Guitar Hero, which is, by now, whoever listens to the show probably knows that we play, me and Nick anyways.
What? Play what?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah? What about it? That we play it?
Yeah.
Of course we.
Yeah, of course we play it. So, yeah. It's pretty much takes care of me. So yeah, Dave, you want to go now?
Let's see. Oh, I actually got
bastard,
back into.
Brad. Just kidding.
I just got back into StarCraft after not playing it for a while. In fact, that's what I'm playing right now.
So how is it?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not doing too horribly good right now, but I'm working on it. I also been playing WoW, of course.
Yeah, WoW.
But other than that, it's about all I've been playing. A little bit of Counter-Strike here and there.
Yeah, you played Counter-Strike with me for a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good fun.
It is good fun.
Decently good.
So basically you've been playing PC?
Yep, it's about all I've been playing.
Yeah? Okay,
they're flanking me, sorry.
So, Nick, you?
Me?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
What have I... WoW.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of WoW.
How many hours did you get this week again?
I'm at like 83 on X-Fire.
Wow. 83 hours. This is just this week.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That is.
But I think that's because I sit AFK a lot. I would just like keep WoW open. So that's kind of what happens. And let's see. What else? Well, see, in WoW, I had this level 24 warrior, right? And I was like, what to do? So my friend's like, play your warrior. I'm like, fine, I guess I will. So I picked up my warrior, and I've been playing him a buttload. I got him up to... I started playing him like 3 days ago. He's already level 34, so I got him about 10 levels in 3 days, which is a lot of WoW.
Yeah, definitely a lot of WoW.
Yeah, I've been playing some Counter-Strike Source. Really? That's really been about it. Not very much console. So, yeah. That's when I've been playing.
Yeah, very interesting.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, that's what have you been playing. Topic of the week now. The topic of the week.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Dave's getting a bowler.
For those of you that don't know.
Put that away.
Yeah, Dave, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, seriously, Dave.
Here we go. I know.
Shut up.
So, yeah.
I can't help it.
It's just so exciting.
But that kick, I scream. Sorry if I offended anyone. I don't really care.
Okay, so the topic of the week is the WoW expansion. So, Wrath of the Lich King.
Woohoo! God damn it!
So, yeah, you guys want to give more information on it?
Hey, Dave, since you're like the lore master...
I am not the lore master.
Yeah, you are. Shut up.
Well, I guess, considering you guys have never read any of the books and don't give a crap about the lore, I guess, in this little...
I read the little thing on the Warcraft page. That counts.
The Unbroken story?
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
I haven't read that yet. I was gonna...
But anyways... Dave, wasn't a paladin, a blood elf paladin, wasn't that a blood knight?
That's what they were kind of calling them out of game.
I see. Okay. Just was curious about that. Anyways, continue with the show.
Okay, so, yes, they announced the expansion during the first day of BlizzCon. 07. Not to be confused with BlizzCon 05. Anywho.
Okay.
Yes, the level cap will be raised to 80.
Fuck yeah, more leveling.
I'm actually kind of excited
to level my hunt.
Yeah. They're going for, what is it, 9 or 10 zones right around there in Northrend, which... if you didn't know already, is the continent. So there are no new races. They've said it. No new races.
It's kind of a good thing, though.
Yeah, it gives them more time to spend on the other Northrend zones.
Well, then you won't have people... I don't know. There's really no reason to have another race.
But they will also... one of the zones in Northrend will be a PvP zone. No matter what server you're on, when you enter the zone, you will be flagged for PvP.
I think that's kind of cool.
With siege weapons and destructible buildings.
That sounds cool, but I just don't know how well it's going to work.
Yeah. Tonka tanks.
Oh, hell yeah!
Gnomes are going to pwn you all, because they have all the good technology.
I don't know. Goddamn. Okay.
And then... the big news, of course, they're introducing World of Warcraft's first hero class, the Death Knight.
They look pretty nice.
Yes.
It's gonna be sweet.
It is a melee caster hybrid.
Yeah, it's kind of...
it can tank or do DPS.
I don't get how you can tank without any shields.
Yeah, it will not use a shield. It will either tank with a two-hander or... dual wield.
Then again, I'm sure they'll probably tank with the two-hander. Just because, well, I guess they could always put more things in the game that have swords that... I guess there are swords in there right now that add, like, defense and block or whatever. Not block, mm-hmm. but...
but, let's see. And they will not use mana, or rage, or energy. They will be using a brand new system called runes.
Yeah, I don't get how this thing works.
Okay, I do, so.
Explain.
Okay, they have three types of runes. Blood, Frost, and Unholy. Of the three types, you can pick any combination of six to etch into your rune blade. Which is your weapon.
So do you always have to use a rune blade, or what?
Yeah. From what I'm thinking, you can make any weapon into a rune blade. You just have to etch runes into it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. They haven't announced a whole lot. But, and then, whenever you use a spell or ability, it'll consume a rune, and it'll basically go on to account the timer. They haven't released what the times are, or anything like that, but... so you can have... you can split it up evenly, you can have two of each, or you can have... four shadow and two blood, or...
you mean shadow? Don't you mean unholy?
Unholy, sorry.
Yeah, so basically you could have six blood, let's say. Right?
Yeah, but during the conference where they were explaining this, they said that's the kind of Death Knight that they do not want to see, because they're doing something wrong. Because all of your other abilities are not quite as fun, and you just want to use, like, unholy spells.
Oh, so if you etch... Okay, let's say... So if you etch only blood into your Runeblade, you can only use blood spells.
Yeah, but they're looking at ways that you can temporarily switch runes to a different type.
I see. That sounds kind of confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think it'll be a lot more customization.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
We didn't even explain how you get the Death Knight, though.
Oh, yes. You will get a Death Knight by first getting a character to 80. And yep. Then completing a quest chain that they say will have about the feel and difficulty of the Warlock Epic Mount quest when it was done at 60. So
hopefully that isn't too tough.
I've never had a Warlock at 60, so I don't know how hard it is, but it...
I got a feeling it isn't. There's a lot of people with those mounts, so...
Yeah, it's not like it's an uber
the only, well, see, the only thing, I think the reason why is because it costs a lot of money to find the stuff that they needed, or whatever,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, it just takes time.
Yeah.
That's what that quest.
Definitely a quest worth doing.
Mm-hmm. So, that's how you get the Blood Knight. What they haven't explained yet is how they're going to
Death
fit
Knight,
that into the lore. Death Knight? What did I say?
Blood Knight. I almost said Blood Knight, too.
Damn you.
You guys are pretty, funny. you have to know what you're talking about, Dave.
Well, we
yeah,
do.
But...
How'd you get Blood Knight? Just tell me.
Because earlier Nick was saying how...
A Belf Pally... Belf, by the way.
It's kind of called a Blood Knight, or was called a Blood Knight.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. I heard it somewhere. I don't remember. But anyways,
yeah.
That's
so, Death Knights should be very
Death Knight. Can you make female Death Knights?
From what I've heard so far, they're gonna make it so every character can have a Death Knight. And when you make a Death Knight, you can make it any race, because I don't think they found any lore reasons why a gnome couldn't be a Death Knight.
So, what do you get to pick what it is?
You're like,
I want a Tauren Death Knight, basically.
Yeah. Tauren are, like, the only ones that I see that... How would those be a Death Knight? Maybe okay. Night Elves, too.
Yeah, Night Elf or Draenei, at that.
Yeah, Night Elf, Draenei... Well, Draenei can be paladins, and paladins are traditional Death Knights, because they, like, turn from their path, and...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Arthas was a pally.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see how a Tauren could be a Death Knight, or a gnome, kind of.
Gnome, I can see them. They're not exactly...
They're nice engineers.
Yeah. Tonka tanks! So, yeah. Let's see, what else do we know about the expansion? Oh, yes, they will have a new... Profession. Insolvents. Yes, inscription. Which will allow you to modify spells and abilities.
That's just... I don't know. It's just too complicated. It is, though. I mean, seriously. It's like, I'm going to modify my spell to add... I don't know.
An example they gave is adding a knockback effect to the mage's fireball.
God, that would suck. Better not give that. I'd be pissed. How about we give a hunter's auto shot a knockback ability, huh?
Well, that'd be bullshit.
That'd be nice. I'd like that.
You can't interrupt an auto shot without stunning them.
So?
And if you're close enough to stun them, you're not going to get hit with an auto shot anyway.
Well,
Fireball takes 3 seconds to...
Let's do Raptor Strike then, because then if they're close, it knocks them back, and then you can use Concussive Shot.
Yeah, see, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But auto shot, hell no. That's not even a spell or an ability. That's just shooting the damn bow.
Yeah, but auto shot pwns. You just send pet, auto shot, walk away, and get some food.
Yeah, which is sad. Hunters are overpowered in PvE. You can't deny it.
You can't lose as a hunter. It's really hard to die as a hunter in PvE.
If you die as a hunter from anything that is higher than, like, 7 levels higher than you, you're an idiot.
Well, not necessarily, though.
That might be a little exaggerated, the 7, yeah. But 5, maybe.
5, probably.
If they're orange, you darn well better be able to kill them.
Yeah.
If they're red, you got a good chance, if they're close.
Kinda. I don't know. It can be tough.
Meh. So, okay, they learned a lesson from the Burning Crusade, and they are not going to have one starting zone.
There's so, starting zone in Northrend, you mean?
Yeah, Northrend, like, where you come in. They're splitting it up into two zones. The first one, which is on the eastern side of Northrend.
All right, they're splitting this up Horde and Alliance, right?
No, you get to choose.
Oh. Well, then won't everyone choose the cooler one? Like, Hauling Fjord or Hauling Fjordi? I just like
Hauling Fjord.
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 Haven't you seen how it's spelled, Dave? It's Fjord.
It's Fjord. Shut
Fjord.
Up. Anyway, the eastern one is Hauling Fjord.
Hauling Fjord.
And the one on the west side is called, let's see, Borean Tundra, which is the home of the Tuskar.
I might actually go to that one. I'm probably going to try them both. Hopefully I'll have another character up to 70 by then, and I can put one on one side, one on the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Let's see. Also, the Naga are there.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yes. We're
in the Borean Tundra?
Yeah, Borean Tundra.
Oh, God. It's going to suck.
Okay, yeah. So, Borean Tundra. The Naga are actually trying to melt the ice off of the tundra.
Those bastards!
I know.
Let's kill them.
Okay. Well, most likely we will.
Yep, but, problem.
Okay, and then in
Go Howling kill Fjord, 10! Go kill 10 Nagas! Okay.
Let's, in Howling Fjord, let's see, who calls them home? Let's see, the Vipro.
What the heck are their names? I read
the Vykul or whatever. They're like 15-foot tall Vikings.
Oh, those guys are so tight.
You can see one in the video, the preview video.
Really?
They're fighting one in the woods, the burning woods there.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. So?
That's cool.
Can you think of anything else?
It looks to be pretty sweet. I mean, seriously, it's going to be awesome leveling up to 80 again. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh god, I don't want to level up to 80 again, but I think it's worth it. I mean, and people who are like, some people are like, oh god, I'm not going to raid anymore. It's like, well, you can raid, get better gear. The gear isn't going to be that great, like the huge significance, like, before.
Yeah, they have stated that it's not going to be as big of a jump. Well, let's move away from the expansion and what we can expect before the expansion.
Yeah, before the expansion.
Built-in VoIP.
That's going to be sweet.
Yeah, as long as they do it right, that'll be good. Oh, I forgot, in the expansion, they're also going to build in some mods that are quite popular. They're going to try to do something like item rack.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Who doesn't use that?
That's
probably one of the most useful mods ever made.
Yeah. They also said that they're going to build in KTM threat meter.
Oh, that one's like, you need that.
Yeah, for raiding, it's almost needed. They're also going to build in, I believe they said, deadly boss mods.
Well, that'd be nice.
Which is a boss timer. Tells you when the cooldowns are up on bosses and whatnot.
Well, those are always nice to have.
Yep. Okay.
KTM so threat.
They also hinted at BlizzCon that they are going to be releasing another 25-man instance before the expansion.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too. Is it going to be better than Black Temple?
I don't know.
Hydra?
They're also, of course, releasing Zul'aman.
Yep.
So, exciting times. I want a Death Knight, damn it.
I know, I do too. That's probably another year away, though, Dave, so...
Yeah.
Just wait for it.
I'm hoping mid-2008.
Mid-2008, you think?
Or early 2008. Early 2008 would rock, but it's Blizzard, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Everyone who says it's going to be, like, 6 months away, they're dreaming.
Well, it's at least 6 months away, because they said they're aiming for once a year, but if it's not ready, they're not going to release it.
Yeah, obviously.
Which is why
Blizzard,
I like
Blizzard. I'd much rather have a quality game, though, so...
Yeah. How about you, fine. T?
A quality game? Yeah.
Will you have a 70 by the time the expansion comes out?
Hell yes. No. Are you kidding me?
I'll try, I don't know.
Maybe if you played more often, like me.
Oh my god. No one should play as much as you
hours
have.
Yeah, in a week.
Like I said, it's just been on. I'm not actually on it. When I was at work yesterday, I just left it up.
Oh, so you skew your own results.
Yep. I should try turning it off and see how much I actually play a week.
Okay.
I'm gonna start that today. But anyways, I was saying something before. Oh yeah, rating and stuff like that. Yeah. Also, one point to that, the people who are like, oh, I'm not going to raid anymore because the gear is just going to overpower it. Well, you know, you're going to be able to kill mobs a lot faster if you have that gear. And so you'll get to 80 faster, therefore Death Knight faster.
Also, we forgot to mention, the capital city of Outland, or not Outland, Northrend, will be the Lauren.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Which is the big purple bubble in Arathi. Highlands.
No.
Alterac Valleys.
Alterac Mountains.
Anywho, yeah. Apparently the Kintor, or however you pronounce it, moved the city there after rebuilding it under the bubble to combat the Blue Dragon Flight and the Scourge.
I see. Well, that's basically what this is. Ultimately, in this game, you're going to be taking on the Lich King.
And Arthas that's himself.
Arthas. Didn't he fuse with someone, though?
Yeah. It's Gul'dan, I believe.
Yeah.
Is it Gul'dan? Oh, well.
I don't remember. You're the lore master, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. So that looks to be awesome. It's gonna sell like crazy.
It's Ner'zhul.
Ner'zhul, that's what it was.
Yeah, the spirit of Ner'zhul, who was captured inside of armor, inside of the Frozen Throne.
Yeah.
I killed Shaedin, I do believe.
So do you think Frostmourne is gonna drop?
I sure as hell hope not.
Why?
Because it'd be basically a Death Knight-only weapon. It's a rune blade.
True. That's true, you're right. I got a feeling, let's hope, I like the 25-man thing. I'm glad that they're not going to, like, 40s again.
Yeah, it was too much work.
Okay. You know. See, the only bad thing about it, though, like, is with Outlands, is you got to do Karazhan, which is, like, 10 people.
Yeah, they screwed that up. They should not have opened it up with a 10-man. 10-man should have been optional.
Yeah, because...
Right to 25.
Yeah, because if you have to... You have two separate groups... Hell, you might even have to have, like, three separate groups going to Karazhan if you want to have enough people geared for Gruuls and those other 25-mans. You have to... And then they don't even... You don't get to know the people in the other groups that you aren't raiding with. So if you try to mix things... When you try to go to Gruuls or something, you're like, yeah, I'm used to this person leading and doing this.
Yeah,
and
they definitely should have made it Gruuls, the first 25-man, where you could have just walked in there at 70.
Yeah.
With decent heroic dungeon gear. And
yeah, like the same stuff that you could have in Karazhan, basically.
Yeah, like so if you could start Kara, you could start Gruuls.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. But yeah. Let's hope they do something like that for this next expansion.
I think we've talked about WoW.
Okay, we'll stop talking about WoW now, because we love WoW. But anyways, looks pretty sweet and can't wait for it. In a year. So my prediction is a year. Your prediction, Dave?
6 to 9 months.
Pratt? When will it come out?
I'm going to guess somewhere, probably fall next year.
Fall next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to probably have to agree with Pratt, which was about a year, so.
Okay. Anyways, on to the next topic, Pratik.
Moving on. Pratik, moves on.
Moving on. Okay, fine.
Sorry that took so long. We love WoW.
I know you guys like WoW. That section was pretty much made for you guys, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, we should have been here.
Yeah. News and previews. So this week we got an actual preview. Monster Hunter Freedom 2. Yeah. Apparently this year so far it's the best selling game in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you
year, do? This year you hunt monsters. It's huge in Japan actually. They have like.
Is it like what's that name of that one game, like Dragon Quest or something?
Dragon.
The one game. I don't know what the hell the name of it was.
Dragon Quest is a role-playing game, Nick.
I know. I can't remember what the hell the name of this game is, but someone was telling me about how like, all of Japan shut down because they wanted to play this game. But anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, off track. Monster Hunter Freedom 2. It's a pretty
when
big
is that?
Game. And it sold more in Japan than Pokemon did on DS. Oh. But then again, Pokemon came out last year over there, so... Well, I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. But, question. When is this coming out for us?
For us? I think at the end of this month is a scheduled date. I mean, it could change, but hopefully it won't.
This is PS3, right?
It's PSP.
Oh.
I was surprised too. PSP game best selling in Japan, like 1.4 million or something so far.
Yeah, well, I ain't buying it then.
I'm buying it.
I just
you get to hunt monsters. What's so bad about
that? What do you think I do in WoW?
Okay. Also in the news, we also have the Grand Theft Auto delay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, probably. They said it's going in 2008, so I'm not surprised. Anybody here surprised?
Not really, but...
Yeah.
See, the thing is, it doesn't really matter, because there's just going to be so many things coming out, and I don't even know if I'd play it, so it's really not that big of a deal to me.
It's kind of a relief, because, you know, it's like one less game you have to buy this fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, other news...
Knowing me, I'd probably pick it up, because I buy, like, every game.
Apparently, Smash Brothers Brawl is going to have a adventure single-player game in it, which is pretty weird. Cause I know, it's going to have a single-player adventure game. I don't know how they're going to work it out or anything, but...
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I don't know. They said that they're trying to make it a robust side-scrolling action game, to quote the guy. The Nintendo executive that was talking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And, they also said that they managed to create a complete side-scrolling action game. And, the adventure mode emphasizes character development.
So, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what it means. It's just probably something to develop your characters more or something. Probably.
So like they could get like better or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So kind of like an RPG in a way.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah.
Other news: the Xbox 360 just had a price drop. I think that goes into effect today or something, or maybe next week. I'm not sure, but...
Oh, gotta go buy one now. See you later. Just kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Elite is now $30 cheaper at $449.
Mm-hmm. That's just not a big price drop.
Yeah.
It's not gonna help the Elite.
And the Premium is a $50 price drop, actually.
So it's $350, right?
Yeah. $349.99.
That's not too bad.
360 Core is a $20 price drop at $279.99.
Okay, seriously, who buys Core? That's like, it's like, all right, I could get a Core 360 or a Wii. I'll go with the Wii.
Well, the Core really doesn't have the hard drive or anything, so you can't really do much.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Core is kind of stupid.
Yeah. And one kinda last piece
that
of...
Kind of stupid that the PS3 had one of those.
The PS3 did have one of them, but it did have a hard drive at least.
I know, but still, that's just terrible. Why would you want to get one of them?
I know, there's no Wi-Fi or anything, no card readers in that. Well, they got rid of that. So, yeah. Anyways, another piece of interesting news is that a World of Warcraft trial is going to be included in the South Park Season 10 retail box after their hugely popular episode, Make Love, Not Warcraft.
You have no idea how many times I've watched that episode. It's still on my TiVo.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you buy South Park Season 10, you will get the World of Warcraft trial in there. And, yeah.
Couldn't you, like, just go to their site and try it for free? If you really wanted to.
You could, but this is to get more, like, normal people to get into WoW, you know? Like.
Well, they're only at, like, what, 9.5 million?
Yeah.
They announced 9 million a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so yeah. They're at 9.
You know what's funny? What? What I think's really funny? Anyways, continue on. I'll talk about it later in a little bit.
Okay, yeah. And I guess that's pretty much it for this episode.
Oh, well, I'll talk about that now then.
Talk about it now. Go ahead.
Okay, I just think it's hilarious that some people are thinking that this new game called Warhammer Online is going to take over World of Warcraft. I mean, seriously, it's going to, like, it might steal 600,000 members from WoW, if that, because I'm sure the people who are going over to Warhammer probably have already quit WoW, so all you people who think that Warhammer is going to kill WoW, go screw yourselves. Basically.
Yeah, that's what they said about LOTRO, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said about Lord of the Rings Online.
I know.
It was some other game, too.
They're just moving... Oh, Vanguard.
Vanguard and... No, that's it. But yeah, they're saying the same thing about Age of Conan or whatever. Saying that's going to kill WoW, too.
Everything's going to kill WoW.
People say a lot of stuff.
Hey, trust me. You're not going to kill WoW until WoW kills itself.
I also find it funny how people were like, oh my god, WoW was losing subscribers. What the fuck? And then they announced 9 million.
I know. I don't get how they're losing subscribers if they just achieved more. Okay, maybe they lost like a couple 200,000 subscribers, but big shit. Who gives a crap? If you get 400,000 people to sign up and 200,000 quit, that's still a $200,000 profit. Or not dollar, but people.
I'm pretty sure
WoW is not going to be dying for a little while. Just because of this new expansion, and they're keeping people interested. So,
let's see what's next. Okay. So, I gotta go. So, we're gonna end it here.
Anyways, yeah.
Okay.
So, Megan never had a chance to get on, so that's disappointing. But we'll probably get her on next week.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
See you later, Dave.
See you guys. Yeah, and that's the end of our show.
If you would like to contact us, thegamers2@gmail.com is our email, and our website, thegamers2.blogspot.com. And to all our awesome subscribers, which we're at like 10, we need to tell your friends about us so we can get some more subscribers up in here. It'll be fun.
Yeah. If you guys want to get into touch with me personally, I do have stuff that you can talk to me on, like Xfire and Steam and stuff.
Yeah, if you want to email either one of us, me or Pratik, I'm sure we can put it up on the side of our personal emails.
Yeah, you can talk Pratik to us checks personally.
Mine's, I don't know, we'll just put them up on the site if you want to talk to us personally. I'm obviously more fun to talk to than Pratt, but still. Anyways, that's about it. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes too, that'd be great, or something like that.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And so until next week,
We'll get that next report.
Yeah, next report and PlayStation Minute up for you. So, yeah, until next week, we're out.